A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious.
Impartation.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. It is written, O Lord, God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Let the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever. The God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who remembers us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you and your people. Glory to God in the highest, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord even of the Sabbath, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to you and your family the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you and your people may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in Jesus Christ, what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward you and your house, according to the working of his mighty power. In Christ, we pray that God will count you and your family worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and every work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and your family and you and your people in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Christ, we ask in the name of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, him who sits on the throne, that you and your people may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and your family may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you and your house to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered you and your family from the power of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom you have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. In Christ we pray that our God and Father would grant to you and your people, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you and your family, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is width and the length and depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you and your people may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you and your family completely, and your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is your house, whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved you and given you everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you and your house in every good word and work. May the Lord deliver you and your family from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you in your house and guard you and your family from the evil one. In the name of Jesus Christ, him who is true, may El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, make you and your people increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints, that you and your people may stand with all his saints in glory. Let your hearts be encouraged, being knit together in love with God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the saints, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Christ we pray the Lord will open to you and your house his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. In Christ we ask our Lord Jesus Christ, and God our Father, to reach out and touch you and your family, to speak to your spirit, renew your mind, change your life, create in you a new creation, and to pour out his spirit and to fill you and your people abundantly until your cup is running over, the love of God being poured into your hearts, the implanted word overflowing in your hearts. Out of your heart shall flow rivers of living water. Let you and your house be part of the posterity that serves him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. Let your house be among those who come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. In Christ we pray that God, who declares his strength among the peoples, would open in you and your people a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, that the testimony of Christ is confirmed in you so that you come short in no gift, so that your hearts will be open to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and your minds to believe so that you may make it manifest and speak as you ought to. According to your mercy, remember your servant for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Remember your servant, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused us to hope. O Lord, grant to your servant and his family that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through them in the name of your holy servant Jesus. Also, may you and your people pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Be zealous for spiritual gifts, for God distributes to each individually as he wills. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." In the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, him who is far above principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, in order to glorify his name, we declare all spiritual gifts that we have received in Christ we freely give back to the Father of lights, and ask that he, the Father of lights, impart these gifts to you and your family. In accordance with Romans 1:11, by the Spirit of the Lord, and by the authority of Jesus Christ, and our Father that is in heaven, let the spiritual gifts of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit be imparted to you and your family. In Christ we ask the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the true vine, that through the Spirit of the Lord that he impart, stir up, and refresh to you and your family the following gifts: word of wisdom, faith, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, gifts of healing, gifts of ministry, working of miracles, giving, holiness, love, peace, joy, valor, revival or evangelism, refreshing of the Spirit, tongues, prophecy, and the power to cast out evil spirits. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Let the Lord be magnified in you and your family, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Now in Christ we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and truth, that you and your entire family will receive these gifts with joy and peace in believing, and that you and your family will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given to you and your family for the profit of all. As you receive these gifts in Christ, we pray that you and your family minister them to one another and all as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Great power and great grace be upon you. Surely, you, being a servant of Jesus Christ, are called to impart these gifts to your friends and your family and to all the brethren. In Christ, we pray that you and your family will use these gifts according to the grace that is given to you and in proportion to your faith and according to the Spirit of holiness. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the Spirit of all. Therefore, in Christ, we pray that you and your family will seek to excel for the edification of the church, serving in the power of the Spirit, a life-giving Spirit. We make request on your behalf that God would grant you and your family to be sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. You did not choose the Lord, but he chose you and ordained you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, he may give you. In Christ we ask the Father, in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the great high priest over the house of God, that he raise you and your family up for himself as faithful priests, that shall do according to that which is in his heart and in his mind. And he will build you and your family a sure house, and that you and your people shall walk before him anointed forever. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, we declare that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you and your family, because the Lord has anointed you to preach good tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Our God is able to make all grace abound towards you and your family, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, at all times in all that you do, that you and your people will have an abundance of grace for every good work. And these signs shall follow you and your family who believe. In Jesus' name you shall cast out demons, you shall speak with new tongues, you shall take up serpents, and if you drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth, and strips the forest bare. And in his temple everyone says, Glory! The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. According to the will of our God and Father, in Christ we ask the Father, he who remembers his covenant forever, he who remembers his holy promise, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that he fulfills his word in you and your house. In Christ we ask these things by the blood of Jesus, the precious Lamb sacrificed so that you and your family could be all that his word declares that you are. Your kingdom come, your will, O God, be done today. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, and by his authority, abiding in him and one with him, we declare it done. Oh, how great is your goodness which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. and we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who's made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In agreement with you, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen.